Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're praying through the Lord's Prayer, how Jesus taught us to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. Let's think through that. Today's passage is a personal request. It's an appeal for a particular day's portion of food. There are three words that help me understand this petition. One is the word necessity. When Jesus instructs me to pray for bread, he is using a part of what I need, bread, to represent all I need. Here's a request for the necessities of the day. I don't even know exactly what I will need for today. So this prayer is asking God to give me all I need to do what he's calling me to do for today. Not for tomorrow or next week, just for today. Another word, not only necessity, but dependence. As I come to ask God for the necessities of my day, I'm reminded of my total dependence on him for everything. For food, for shelter, for relationships, the air I breathe. Praying for my daily bread reminds me that I am dependent on God for everything, from the biggest to the smallest issues of my life. So when I pray for daily bread, necessity, dependence, and then one more word, continual. Children grow into independence from their parents, right? But that's not how it works with the Heavenly Father. The prayer of dependence never ends. Spiritual growth produces more dependence. Today, I return to request the necessities for another day. It's something I do continually. So let our prayer be patterned after Agar, the prayer he prayed in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. He said, Father, keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who's the Lord? Or I may become poor and still and so dishonor the name of my God. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.